The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Welcome to my listeners in Columbus on WRFD AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But also, welcome to our listeners in the Tampa, Florida area on WTBN 570 and 910 AM, as we have the privilege of simulcasting in Ohio and in Florida. And it is indeed a privilege to be able to sit in for my buddy Bill Bunkley, as he has a few days off. And to continue doing my program here in Columbus. It's kind of the best of both worlds. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And those of you in the Tampa area, that is not the number that you are accustomed to. But I promise you it works in Florida as well as it does in Ohio. 877-262-5483. Did you watch the Grammys last night? Yeah, we didn't. And to be really candid and honest, I hope you didn't either. Can I be really blunt? Why would anybody with an ounce of morality or decency watch the Grammys anymore?
You sound like an old fuddy-duddy, Bob.
Well, maybe I am an old fuddy-duddy, but when a major secular newspaper says that it was X-rated last night. Yeah, that's not me, the old fuddy-duddy. That's the New York Post. Secular. Yeah, the New York Post says one of the Grammys' performance last night gets, quote, X-rated with stripper pole dancing. And again, no, my wife and I didn't watch it, had no interest in it, had forgotten that it was on. We went out to get a bite to eat last night. It was up on a couple of the TV monitors, so we were reminded that it was on. And no, had no desire whatsoever to watch it because I know what the Grammys has become. Folks, you don't have to be a prude to understand that the American music industry is absolutely sleazy today. It is. It is sleazy. It's dirty. All of it? Of course not. Of course not. But a whole bunch of it. And I am going to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but I honestly cannot believe what Christians watch today. I don't know that I'm shocked anymore, but I can't believe what Christians tolerate. You've all heard the story about the frog in the kettle, right? I don't even know that that's actually true, but you know what the story is. You put a frog in a kettle and the water is cold, and you put it on the stove, turn on the fire, And the frog in the kettle says, ooh, the water's getting warm. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, this is nice. And then the heat is turned up. And you know the end of the story. It's not long before the frog is cooked. Well, I don't know whether a frog would stay in the kettle while it's being... I don't know. But the moral behind that story is absolutely true. Christians, Jesus followers, have become more and more and more tolerant to the darkness of our world. It doesn't shock us anymore. It used to. You know, so much of the stuff that's on TV today and in the movies, if you go back 40 years, 40, 50 years, almost all Christians, and I mean 99.9 of Christians, if they would have seen that stuff 40, 50 years ago, change the channel. Oh my goodness, what? I can't believe that's on TV. I can't believe that's in the movie. We are walking out of here. We're not going to watch that stuff. We're not going to listen to that. Fast forward to today. Well, it has a nice storyline. Yeah, it was a bunch of nudity, profanity, obscenity, but it was really entertaining. Really? The New York Post. Now, I don't want to be offensive. I really don't. Especially when I'm filling in for my buddy Bill Bunkley down in Florida. I don't want to offend his listeners, but... would you really watch something that's X-rated? Well, that's what this is not me. This is the New York Post. Says that last night's Grammys were X-rated. Headline, Cardi B did not hold back during her 2021 Grammy Award performance. Well, she and somebody else, a lady I'd never heard of, performed on a giant bed. And they, two women on a bed, and they simulated sex. I didn't see it. I'm going by the news reports and not some goofy, crazy Christian publication. According to the New York Post, they, and I'm quoting, oozed sexiness on stage. They writhed, twerked, grinded against each other. And well, I think that's enough. Okay. This was on general broadcast TV last night. This was not on HBO. This was on general broadcast TV. And not only that, these people got awards for it. They were praised for it. The music industry said, this is wonderful. Oh, wow, two women simulating sex on a bed on TV. It's X-rated, but oh, they were so artistic. What's my point here? The crazy, wacky... dark world that we're living in today praises this and censors Dr. Seuss. Praises this, awards this, and cancels Peter Pan. Praises this, awards this, and cancels the Aristocats. I don't know that I've ever even seen the Aristocats, but do you realize what an upside-down, crazy, inside-out world we're living in? Okay. What's my ultimate point here? The world is going to do what the world is going to do, and guess what? It's going to get worse. I am not a legalist. I am not a prude. If you knew me, I am not a prude and I'm not a legalist, but I do love Jesus. And I am a biblicist. And the Bible still calls us to holiness. Did you know? You did know that, right? Those verses have not been, well, the liberals have taken those verses out, but those verses are still, and, oh, by the way, that's New Testament, not Old Testament. We're still called to be light in a dark world.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I hope that last segment was not offensive. Do I apologize for anything I said? Nope. Folks, the world is going to get darker and darker. We don't have to go along with it. All right? I talked about this a lot on my program, the difference between legalism and license. They are both ungodly extremes. Legalism destroys everything it touches. God delivered my wife and I from legalism a long time ago. But the opposite is just as destructive, just as evil, and just as unbiblical. And that is license. God didn't care. Your life, your lifestyle, your language, the things that you watch, the things that you say, don't matter. It's okay. You're saved. You're born again. And by the way, we believe in grace. That is not a biblical position. The Bible still says that we are to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. We are still called to holiness. Those are both biblical. Legalism is not license. Is not balance. So anyway, I hope you're not offended, but nope, I don't apologize. I do not understand many of the things that Christians watch and participate in. Don't get it. I don't understand why the Holy Spirit does not convict them, but it's not my job to convict. That's the Holy Spirit. And I learned a long time ago, he's much better at that than I am. So anyway, I hope this does not offend. But someone sent me a headline this morning, and I thought it was kind of funny. Vatican confirms Pope is actually Catholic. Why? The current pope is the, without a doubt, the most controversial pope of any of our lifetimes. He is the most controversial pope in decades. And his positions have really upset a whole lot of conservative Orthodox Catholics. There are a whole bunch of conservative Catholics don't like this guy at all. And it is conservative Catholics who are saying the guy is a Marxist, a socialist. That's not mere Protestants. That's a whole bunch of Catholics are saying this Pope is a socialist Marxist. So there are a lot of Catholics that don't believe the Pope is actually Catholic. Well, the Vatican released a decree today, and again, some people, I think, maybe facetiously and some seriously. Maybe the Pope really is Catholic. Here it is. Let me read the story to you. The Vatican decreed today that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions since, quote, God cannot bless sin. Whoa. You mean the Vatican has actually called same-sex unions sin? Yep. The Vatican's Orthodoxy Office, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, issued a formal response Monday to a question about whether Catholic clergy can bless gay unions. The answer contained in a two-page explanation published in seven languages and approved by Pope Francis says no. Negative. Catholic clergy cannot perform same-sex union ceremonies or marriages. The story goes on. The decree distinguished between the church's welcoming and blessing of gay people, which it upheld, but not their unions, since any such sacramental recognition could be confused with marriage. Quote, the Vatican holds that gays must be treated with dignity and respect, but that gay sex is intrinsically disordered, and that's a quote. Catholic teaching holds that marriage, a lifelong union between a man and a woman, is part of God's plan and is intended for the sake of creating new life. It added that blessing a same-sex union could give the impression of a sort of sacramental equivalence to marriage. This would be erroneous and misleading. And again, that was a quote. I am delighted at that. But it puts President Biden at even more at odds with his own church, which he says he is a devout Catholic. He ran on that during the campaign. Not only is he a Catholic, he's a devout Catholic. Goes to Mass every Sunday. Devout Catholic. Devoted Catholic. Catholic Church teaches that abortion is murder. Joe Biden believes, let's spend federal dollars to abort babies. Joe Biden is a very strong supporter of same-sex unions and same-sex marriage. The Catholic Church says no, that is sin. President continues to be more and more and more at odds with his own church. But evidently, he's religious as long as he doesn't have to abide by what the religion teaches. Isn't it interesting that a lot of Protestants are the same way? They believe that religion is a crutch. It's something good. It just shouldn't demand things from your life. In essence, whether it's a cafeteria Catholic or a cafeteria Protestant, instead of believing that we are created in God's image and we are to serve Him, they believe, Catholics and Protestants alike, that God is basically to serve us. Sad. Really sad.